Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. I announce to you a great joy, for today we begin the extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy. From today, December the 8th, 2015, until the Solemnity of Christ the King on November the 20th, 2016, we will be, as Pope Francis says, steeped in mercy. We will be steeped, immersed in the steadfast, faithful, merciful love of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We begin this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy exactly 50 years to the day since the closing of the Second Vatican Council on December the 8th, 1965. Many of you were barely born on that day 50 years ago. But maybe there's one or two of you that might remember when Pope St. John the 23rd opened the council 3 years earlier on October the 11th, 1962, and addressed the council fathers by saying, "Now the Bride of Christ wishes to use the medicine of mercy rather than taking up the arms of severity. She wants to show herself a loving mother to all, patient, kind, and moved by compassion and goodness toward her separated children." Today, 50 years since the closing of the Second Vatican Council, Holy Mother Church wants to use more than ever before the medicine of mercy during this Jubilee year of mercy. She wants to show herself to be a loving mother to everyone, patient, kind, and compassionate toward all her sinful children. And speaking of a loving mother who is always patient, kind, and compassionate toward her children, it's not by accident that all of these events took place and are taking place on the solemnity of Mary's Immaculate Conception. Today is the feast of our loving mother, our mother of mercy. Pope Francis says that the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception recalls God's actions from the very beginning of the history of mankind. After the sin of Adam and Eve, God did not wish to leave humanity alone in the throes of evil, so he turned his gaze to Mary, holy and immaculate in love, choosing her to be the mother of man's Redeemer. When Adam and Eve sinned, God turned his gaze to Mary. When Adam and Eve sinned, our merciful God had a plan to save us by sending us his Son through the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God. Here are the words of today's first reading from the book of Genesis. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." God, in this passage, is speaking to the serpent, to Satan, after Adam and Eve had sinned. God says he will put enmity between a woman and the serpent. Enmity means opposition or hatred or animosity. And in addition, God says that the woman's offspring, her child, will crush the head of Satan. And we know that the woman Satan is opposed to is Mary. Satan has great hatred for Mary. He is and always will be Mary's arch enemy. Why? Because Mary's child is Jesus, who will crush Satan forever. So to review, as soon as Adam and Eve sinned, God told us about his divine plan of mercy to save mankind. And that plan involved, from the very beginning, a woman. At the heart of God's plan of mercy is a woman. The Immaculate Conception was the first action of mercy in the history of the New Covenant. God preserved Mary from all stain of original sin from the first moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. What an act of mercy. Her Immaculate Conception is a gift. It's an unmerited grace that Mary received, not because of anything she had done or deserved, but only because of God's mercy. God did it for her. Mary didn't do anything. She didn't even exist yet. In a most merciful act of the triune God, he preserved Mary from all stain of original sin from the first moment of her conception. This was the beginning of God's merciful plan to save us. This merciful act of her Immaculate Conception removed all roadblocks to grace and allowed Mary to give herself totally, totus tuus, to being the mother of mercy. You probably noticed that twice we invoke Mary's mercy in the Hail, Holy Queen. We say, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And then later on we say, Turn then, O most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. I've had lots of people tell me that the reason why you pray to Mary is because God is really mean like your dad. But Mary is merciful. Everybody knows that if you really want something, you should ask Mom for permission because she will be more merciful than your dad. Of course, when it comes to God and Mary, this is absolutely false. If Mary is the mother of mercy, if Mary is merciful, it's because her son, who is mercy itself, gave her a heart of mercy. Mary is the mother of mercy because she's the mother of God. And God is love and mercy itself. As we begin this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy, may our merciful mother never tire of turning her merciful eyes toward us and make us worthy to contemplate the face of mercy, her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.